The question was asked, the Mishnah seems to say that a person can divorce his wife because he found someone better looking or because she burnt his toast. How are we supposed to understand that? So the Talmud on that Mishnah quotes that when a person divorces his wife, even the altar sheds tears. And we have to understand that there are different realms where things are discussed. Meaning, there are different aspects to each question. And just as there are 613 mitzvot, and you might say, if I smack my fellow man, did I transgress? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ox. And I'll say no. And you'll say, oh, the rabbi said I'm allowed to smack my neighbor. No, that's not what I said. You asked, are you in transgression of thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ox? So no, you're not. That's not relevant to this. So over here too, when the Mishnah is discussing on what grounds can what get divorced, the Mishnah is discussing a very specific legal aspect. The Mishnah is discussing when you come to court, and not you, but okay, if someone comes to court and wants to get divorced, do they have to bring proof of adultery? Do they have to bring proof of something that was harshly improper by the woman? Or will the court respect their desire to get divorced, even if they were simply to say, well, I saw a better looking girl down the block, I want to get divorced? Meaning, what right do you have to get divorced? Do you have to justify it? Or do you have the legal right to do it without justification? And to that, the answer is you don't have to justify. But one who gets divorced is doing the most hurtful act, and we know that one is commanded not to hurt their fellow man. Obviously, there are situations where it's in the best interest of both parties to get divorced, but those are rare. Meaning, in most situations, someone's getting very hurt by this, the man or the woman or both, and so this is viewed as an act that is exceptionally hurtful, and maybe is in transgression of many transgressions of Veinot L'Chaveiro and Lo Sonuish Amito and many other mitzvot. The Mishnah is focusing on one aspect. The Mishnah is saying, in regards to your legal right, does it have to be that she was committing adultery or the like? And the answer is no. Beis Hillel will say she does not have to be a woman who's adulterous or something like that. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. Now you'll come and ask a rabbi, well, if someone got divorced, did they commit certain transgressions? Well, that's very possible, as it says. I said this once, and then later I found it, I think, in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, but I think simple logic dictates it, that one who's getting divorced can be in transgression of the most severe mitzvot. We find the temple was destroyed because one Jew shamed another Jew publicly. So getting divorced could be repeatedly hurting someone else. You know, the woman wants to build a house with him and he doesn't want. The man wants to build a house with her and she doesn't want. I mean, there are many aspects where it might be in transgression of other commandments and it might not. It's not our place to judge. It's every person, it's every individual's place to judge. But that's not what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah wasn't talking about, do we recommend it? The Mishnah wasn't talking about, is it permissible just because she burnt your toast? The Mishnah is discussing, vis-a-vis the question of your legal rights to get divorced, is that legitimate grounds? And the answer is yes, as far as your legal rights to get a divorce. That does not address the question of your responsibilities of Bein Odin L'Chaveiro to the woman and to the children and other responsibilities. It's addressing one specific area which Maseches Gittin is discussing, the question of what legal grounds can I have to get a divorce? And that's the answer.
Wait a second, you said that you don't have to justify at all.
I don't owe an answer to the courts. I owe an answer to God.
No, I'm saying to the courts, you don't have to justify that she burned it. She wasn't behaving properly at home.
Remember correctly, the answer is no.
So what is the halacha talking about?
What do you mean?
The halacha is only if she's she burnt the tavshil.
So right. So that when you learn the Gemara, you'll see. It's not so complicated.
Okay, and in terms of Rava and Rabba?
When Rava and Rabba said that the formula once you're married is she's doing the minimum, they were telling us the formula. In general in life, if she's doing the minimum, don't get divorced. You're living as husband and wife. She's raising the kids. Okay. So it's not the greatest honeymoon at home. Fine. It's still workable. No. They were telling us the formula for life. About almost a decade ago, there was a Jew who was much older than me, almost old enough to be my father. He was very frustrated with his marriage. I was newly married. I was married about a year. And he was married almost 20 years. And he told me he wants to get divorced. Why? Because he had all these dreams of how he could go and give classes in the north and in the south and do all kinds of projects to help the youth. And his wife wanted to live in the villa and the fancy home they have, and she didn't want to move with him. So he said, all my future, all my growth, all my potential to help Klal Yisrael is being stunted by this woman. And if she's not willing to adopt my dreams, then I should get divorced. And I said, no. I quoted him this Gemara. She's doing the minimum. So he said, what was said earlier tonight, he said, that's a level of piety. There's nothing to do with me. So I said, go ask your rabbi. Don't take my word for it. I'm a newly married young guy. Go ask someone else. So we argued and he said, no, you're wrong. I'm going to prove it to you. And he went looking through Sfarim and he couldn't find anyone saying what he said. So after about a month, he came back to me and he said, guess what? I wrote letters and I got responses and they all said like you. So he didn't get divorced. He's still married today. But that's the approach. And I'm telling you, someone who asked the question, and that's the answer he was given. The minimum, she's doing great.